Book 10, Canto 4, page 664 through 665. But where is thy strength to conquer time and death? Hast thou God's force to build heaven's values here? For truth and knowledge are an idle boon. If knowledge brings not power to change the world, if might comes not to give to truth her rights, a blind force, not truth, has made this ignorant world. A blind force, not truth, orders the lives of men. By power, not light, the great gods rule the world. Power is the arm of God, the seal of faith. O human claimant to immortality, reveal thy power, lay bare thy spirit's force. Then will I give back to thee, Satyavan. Or if the mighty mother is with thee, show me her face that I may worship her. Let deathless eyes look into the eyes of death. And imperishable force, touching brute things, transform earth's death into immortal life. Then can thy dead return to thee and live. The prostrate earth perhaps shall lift her gaze and feel near her the secret body of God, and love and joy overtake fleeing time. And Savitri looked on death and answered not. Almost it seemed as if in his symbol shape the world's darkness had consented to heavenly light, and God needed no more the inconscient scream. A mighty transformation came on her. A halo of the indwelling deity, the immortal's luster that had lit her face and tented its radiance in her body's house. Overflowing made the air a luminous sea. In a flaming moment of apocalypse, the incarnation thrust aside its veil. A little figure in infinity, yet stood and seemed the Eternal's very house, as if the world's center was her very soul, and all wide space was but its outer rope. A curve of the calm hauteur of far heaven, descending into earth's humility, her forehead span vaulted the omniscient gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. The power that from her being's summit rained, the presence chambered in Lotus secrecy, came down and held the center in her brow, where the mind's lord in his control room sits. There throned on concentration's native seat, he opened that third mysterious eye in man, the unseen's eye that looks at the unseen, when light with a golden ecstasy fills his brain, and the Eternal's wisdom drives his choice, and eternal will seizes the mortal will. It stirred in the lotus of her throat of song, and in her speech throbbed the immortal word. Her life sounded with the steps of the world soul, moving in harmony with the cosmic thought.